It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati, fun time's over. Any fun you thought you might have, you won't be having today. Felger back in the a-hole chair, all business. Big Jim Murray alongside from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Jim, how are you?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, that's Jim, and there's Maz on location. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, hi, hi. Guys miss me?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, like a whole man.
Yeah, I can tell. So let's start off talking about this. I saw this. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if they have the clip for the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston or not, but they actually opened the gym and Celtics actually shot baskets yesterday. Did that happen?
Yeah.
Did a Celtic? They actually shot baskets. Oh, my God. I don't believe it. They actually allowed 1-on-0. I saw a clip of Jason Tatum on B-Rob's Twitter feed there, and who else was it? Was it Tatum and someone else that got in there?
Gordon Hayward.
Oh, I don't believe it. Look at this. We're showing on NBC Sports Boston right now. Look at that.
I'm surprised the wife let him.
Oh, my God. An actual Celtics player in an actual NBA gym, practice gym, albeit, with a basketball in his hand shooting the basketball.
Look at how easy that was.
Oh, look at that.
Hayward's arms are pretty toned. He looks like he's in good shape.
He's always been in good shape, hasn't he? He's got a little bit of a gun show. Always has been.
Video
little,
game shape.
Little.
It won't take long before he rolls an ankle.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. Air ball from the free throw line. I'll take it. I'm so freaking horny for this. I'll take this. I'll just how much do we have of this? I'll just keep watching this. This is the opening segment. Me watching
2 minutes of it.
Gordon Hayward take like little six-footers. Oh, look at that. So finally, now can I get a reporter? Can I get a reporter at the gym?
Nope.
To talk to the guy when he comes off the gym and then have him say something and then we can rip him on the air or whatever, like start doing sports again, even out of practice, even training camp. This is fine. Now he's doing this goofy drill where he's got a basketball in one hand and he's catching a tennis ball in the other.
Agility drill.
That's sort of cool, like a hand-eye thing. I think I could nail that one because no. I don't know if you knew this, Murray. I have elite hand-eye coordination.
You know, based on the video I was just watching there a second ago, it looked like there were two guys retrieving the ball for Hayward. Is that a violation of the protocol?
I didn't see that.
Somebody call Mike Florio. He's in a different sport.
I just saw one.
Hush, Maz.
I see one right now for Jason Tatum. He's masked up, mask and glove, and it's 1-on-0. How about that? Jason Tatum found a basket. There he is shooting. Oh, okay, I need it. Now I need a reporter stationed outside the Auerbach Center for when they walk out to stop and talk to them. And then we analyze what they say, and we get the whole thing going. We crank that wheel and just start that whole thing going again. Okay, so here's step one. That feels okay for me, finally. So it's a jumping-off point to talk about basketball. And the first thing I want to talk about is Kevin Durant. I was disappointed to read over the weekend that Kevin Durant will not be returning. Kevin Durant, who tore his Achilles pretty much 12 months ago this week, really, right? It was game one of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, right around now, yep.
I mean, it's really just about almost exactly a year ago. He had been playing 5-on-5 with the Nets in March when the pandemic hit. So he wasn't, you know, competitively playing, but apparently he was scrimmaging with the Nets in 5-on-5 situations in March, 3 months ago. So now here we are 3 months later, 12 months after he ripped his Achilles. They still have a whole nother month to go until they're in Orlando, a month and a half to go until they actually play games, Maz. And he's already said he's out. Am I wrong? And this is a question for you, because sometimes I'm wrong. So I think this is going to show some personal growth on my part, that I'm not just going to come out here and say this. I'm going to ask for some feedback immediately, and that is, am I wrong to call Kevin Durant a puss for not wanting to come back and play? Am I wrong? 617-779-0985, because my first instinct, and I'm not going to go with it, I'm not going to go with my first instinct because, and Murray, we'll get to this later on in the program, no broadcaster should ever go with his first instinct ever again and never say anything. So I'm going to vet it first. But am I wrong to think that Kevin Durant's a puss for not wanting to come back, Maz?
So are you wrong? Not necessarily, but I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's contractual, or at least something between him and the ownership of the team, that when the Nets signed him, they said, you're not going to play next year. We're in agreement on that. We're going to give you the full time to recover. We don't want you for 2019-20. We want you for beyond that. And no matter what happens, we're not going to force you onto the court, and we're not going to let you play. Like that, to me, that's what this thing feels like, because I have to believe that any competitor, and maybe this is ultimately, you know, where the source of your argument is.
But I don't get the contractual. What do you mean contractual? He's a guy who signed a 4-year contract. This is the first year of the four. He's
right,
he's
but I think that they signed.
Bucks.
I think that they signed him with the understanding that he was not going to play in year one. This is what I'm telling you: is that whether it was in writing or whether or not it was a gentleman's agreement between him and the team, that they said, you know what, you're not going to play next year. We're going to eliminate that right now because that's not what we're interested in. We are interested in you for the final 3 years of the deal. That's why we're giving you this contract. That's what I'm getting at.
So do you think that if Kevin Durant said he's coming back, wants to come back, and Kyrie Irving joined him, the Nets would say, guys, sit it out?
I wonder about that. I wonder if the Nets would say with regard to Durant, maybe not Kyrie. Different circumstances.
What would Jordan
do? Kyrie didn't have a major injury at the time they signed him.
What would Jordan do?
Oh, Jordan would play.
Oh, he'd play.
But then we're talking about a completely different dude from a completely different era. I mean, Durant, and I can understand why the Nets, too, would be looking at this long term. They weren't expecting him back anyway. Then the pandemic hits, and it's this incredibly unique circumstance, and he would have the opportunity to play. And I understand from a business standpoint saying, like, you know what, just think about it long term. You sit this one out.
Business standpoint. He was going to play in the Olympics, right?
There was talk of that, yes.
He was going to play in the Olympics. He was going to play in the Olympics, which were July, right? Late July?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was going to play in the Olympics, but he's not going to play in this? It's the same time frame. It's the same Achilles. So you just mentioned business. That's what made me think of it. Where was the Olympics going to be?
In Tokyo, right?
China. Is it Tokyo or China?
Wherever
the hell.
Yeah.
Okay? Somewhere over there where there's what? Business to be done? A fresh market? So you're saying he would have come back and played for that because he could promote himself in Asia and promote his brand over there, and that was good for his business, but coming back here is not? Like what? Am I wrong to be bringing this up? Or is he smart to say, this is a throwaway tournament, man. This is an asterisk year. This is a throwaway year. This is a asterisk tournament that's not a real season. And so why would I come back for this? Why would I come back for this? It ain't even real. Is that how he should approach it? Or am I looking at him going, Jordan would play? Would LeBron play?
I still think that kind of remains to be seen. Feels like he's on track to play. But...
No. Oh. If LeBron were in this spot that Kevin Durant is in.
No, LeBron wouldn't play.
12 months removed from an Achilles. Maz, how long do Achilles injuries take?
About a year.
Okay, I thought it was.
About a year for an average schmuck. Like, you know, Kevin Durant's a world-class athlete. So this is why I say, you know, I was playing golf by that fall, but I was hobbling around. I wouldn't have been ready to play basketball. But about a year out, I was, you know, 85%, but I was also 44 years old when I did mine.
I'm not asking about you. I'm asking about most basketball players.
I would think that it's a year. I think it's a year injury.
Okay, it's a year.
And I think that Durant should be now I would tell you he might not be quite the same guy at the beginning of it. And maybe that's the logic that we're going to give you, you know, the 18 months instead of the 12 because we want you to be 100% when you come back. But I think he could play right now. I know this. If I were a Nets fan, I'd want him to play.
Okay. I think it says something about him. I think it does. I think it says something. Maybe he's smart, and I'm wrong, and I'm the a-hole.
Probably.
So for you to say, is he rushing back? He ain't rushing back.
Yeah, but again, given the circumstances.
The injury is a year at most. We're now a year, and when they start playing, it's going to be 13 and a half months from when he suffered the injury. That's not rushing back. Okay, that's the timeline. And he would have played in the Olympics, right? That's what he was gearing to do, to play in the Olympics. And he won't play here? What? Why? And then I heard this, Murray, and I'm sorry. I'll circle back to you, but I just wanted to get this in. I was listening to Brian Windhorst this morning on ESPN, and first he says they're not going to be drug tested in the bubble. And this was a concession to the players. Okay, street drugs. They're going to give them a PED test, but they're not going to street test for drugs there in the bubble. And this was something the players wanted. So I'm like, immediately my sniffer got up there, like literally, like, oh, so now what? So what is this? Just this is like Spicoli's van in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They're just going to pile out of these arenas. It's just like up the whole tournament's up in smoke. All right. So they got to make sure they can smoke their weed. So they're not going to drug test for street drugs. They are going to do a PED test. So that's part of it. And then Windhorst was asked just about all the rules and regulations down there and how the players are going to feel about it. Jimmy, roll that cut if you don't mind.
Please. How about the on the court stuff? Where are we? What's the latest there?
Yeah, so when this protocol comes out, which I've told you is going to be very long, there's going to be a lot of people screaming about things. And I'm just going to say right now, everybody has to just get on the understanding. This is going to be unfair. You know, like at the bottom of this, at the bedrock, is that we are trying to keep everything safe. And, you know, for example, I hear Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant talking about wanting to go in there with their teams, even though they're not going to play. And I would just say the answer to that is no.
So hold on. Stop. Say what? So wait a minute. Durant and Kyrie are refusing to play. And notice how I phrase that. That's a little strong. But they're not going to play, but they want to go anyway. What happened to this thing about we can't be away from our families and it's unfair to quarantine us? It's unfair to put us in this bubble. Wait a minute. Now these guys are petitioning to go, but refusing to play. Now I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And that was right after he said there's no drug testing. And now I'm saying to myself, what the hell are they doing down there? This is one big party. They're
tired of being cooped up. They want to go hang with their friends and get high.
One big party. Is this?
Yeah, because the family and safety things were a load of bull crap from every athlete out there.
So wait a minute. Durant and Kyrie want to go, but they're not playing. So why do you want to go?
Be part of the scene, man.
Smoke weed? So you can hang out with your guys and smoke weed away from your family. Like what?
Like All-Star Weekend.
What? Yeah. I was just going to say, this is one big glorified All-Star Weekend now?
Going to be a lot of thirsty groupies down in that area.
This is like an orgy. So this is what we got. This is like a Roman orgy. This is the All-Star game on steroids, except they're testing for steroids. So now like my wheels are spinning. I'm like, but you frauds. You know, these players, I don't want to be quarantined. I don't want to be away from my family. What did the head of the NBAPA say
a couple weeks ago? Prison.
Now babies are involved, right? This sounds like incarceration. And, you know, my back gets up when I hear that babies are involved. Like, what are you talking about? Now you have Durant and Kyrie, who could come back and play but aren't, now want to go and quarantine themselves to what? Support their team for 3 weeks when they're going to get bounced in the first round? This is a bunch of bull crap. And now this has me thinking, like, so what's the mindset of some of the guys going there and maybe a lot of the guys going there? And this ties into something I heard off the grid that I'm just going to generically say. I think there are players who have suddenly got concerned about their golf games. And golf has been like a primary of conversation among some players. Golf. Because you know what they're going to be doing? A ton of golf. Because they're going to be in Orlando. Off days, day of, next day, whatever. They're going to need things to do. And so there's going to be a ton of golf and apparently drugs. So because they're not going to test for them. So there's guys working on their golf games because they got to get ready for Orlando. All right, is what I've heard. So it's like, oh, so wait. So So what are we doing? So what is this thing about the family and we can't separate from our families? That's unfair. It feels to me like Kyrie and Durant can't wait to get down there to support a nothing team that has no chance. Just to what? Get out of the house for a month and a half? Which I know, Murray, I understand sounds appealing.
I kind of agree with him on that one.
Well, right. I co-sign.
Let's cut the bull crap, shall we? Can we cut the bull crap with this? You want to go? But you're not going to play Durant a year plus after your injury. And the thing's wide open. A championship is on the table. It is. And I know, you know, you're certainly not a favorite if you come back. But the door is ajar. You don't have to worry about travel, home court, all those other things. You don't have to worry about any of that. It is actually a jar for the New Jersey Nets, the Brooklyn Nets. It's a jar for him. And he's like, nah, no, I'm not going to play. I would have played in the Olympics, but I'm not going to play in this. But I do want to come. And so, like, what? And so, like, that leads me to believe that the teams that give a crap, and I felt this was going to be the biggest advantage. I've been saying this for a while, both hockey and basketball. The teams that give a crap are going to have a massive advantage. Because I get a feeling there's a lot of players who don't give a crap. I get just off the little nuggets from this that I think there's NBA players who are going just for the party. Just for the party, just for the screw around. The families are not allowed until you get past the first round, from what I understand. So the regular season portion, the training camp portion, the regular season portion, and the first round are just the players and coaches and whatnot. And then if you get past the first round and you've been there for X amount of time, I don't know, month and a half, they'll let the families back in. Can you imagine what the airport's going to look like that day? One group going this way, one group coming that way. You know, one group of gals going out, one group of with families and kids coming in. Like, what is that first month and a half going to be? So important that you don't get drug tested? Like, I don't know. So if the Celtics give a crap, that's a big advantage. I think the give a crap meter, Maz, is going to be the biggest difference in these tournaments for the NHL and the NBA. Especially, it feels like the NBA already.
No, I see what you're saying, though. Basketball, golf, weed, and orgies.
And no kids.
Well, that's sort of what, you know, they kind of go hand in hand.
It's no kids.
Like, that's an appealing month, actually. I got to think about that one.
I don't want to hear from these guys. I'm going to be away from my family. You can't wait to get away from your families.
Right. Think of how their life usually is on the road and what they have set up for them. Now, they've been cooped up all this time. They get to go have this release.
I mean, I heard that one. Kyrie and Durant still want to go. You're not playing, and your team has no chance. So what do you want to go for? What do you talk? Feels like that we're about to have a party in Orlando, and the teams that give a crap are going to have an advantage. I don't know. That's just my thought there. I think Durant's kind of a puss for not playing. Or should I feel that way? Or is he actually smart? You tell me. 617-779-0985.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
Look, if Durant does not feel, if he's not 100% physically or even mentally, and that may be the case, he shouldn't come back. Yep. I get it. I'm fine with it. Because The mental hurdles, always when you return from a long-term injury, there are mental hurdles for every player to get out there and feel comfortable. But with Durant, it may be even more so because he came back during the playoffs last time and got hurt, even though this is a different situation, and he would essentially be coming back in the playoffs this time. My only thing is this, and I get what Nick was saying about him shutting it down now. That ends all the speculation. It's not a big story or big distraction now. But if you feel good mentally and you go to Disney World with your team, like if I was in his shoes, why not go to Disney World with the Nets? I'm practicing with them. The doctors have cleared me to play 5-on-5. I feel great physically and mentally. I feel good. I'm not hesitant. I'm not overthinking things. I'm not worried about the injury. Why not play if that's the case? I'm just saying, if it were me, I might be open to going to Orlando and seeing how I feel.
That's Chris Broussard at Fox. I'm down on Durant. I'm down on him. I mean, if you're going there to see if you can play, that's fine. If you're going there to, what, play golf? Screw around? Because this thing's turning into a party? Then what?
There should be a limit. The league should say, if you're not playing, you can't come. Like, this should be for players only. And even if they don't truly even believe in the safety reasons, you have the out in the safety reasons. We don't want more bodies here to help exacerbate the potential spread of the coronavirus. So stay the F home.
I've been down on Durant for about 3 years now.
It's like, does he really want it or not? Does he really want it or not? So he goes to Golden State. The most egregious, over-the-top example of ring chasing I've ever seen. I mean, it was so bad, even LeBron looked at him and said, boy, you're chasing some rings right there. That is ring chasing, okay? So that's the worst case of it I've ever seen. He gets his ring, and now it's like, all right, what's best for my business? Well, the stuff is back in New York, and so, you know, I mean, let's go here. And so now he signs a four-year deal. The first one's going to be wiped out because of the Achilles, and then this thing happens, and it's like, no, actually, you can actually contribute in year one, and you have a chance in year one, and it's sitting right there for you. No road trips, no home road. The Nets are in the playoffs, and it doesn't matter that you're the seventh seed anymore because, again, you don't have to go to Boston or the Clippers or the Lakers. It's all neutral site gyms, no fans. And if Kyrie comes back, you actually have a shot, and there it is. Out of nowhere, you have a shot. So you increase your chances by 25%. You were going to have 3 years at it with the Nets. Now you'll have a fourth. It's gifted to you, and you don't even want to take the shot? You don't even want to take the shot, but you would have played in the Olympics. Why?
Well, I mean, at that time, did he think that there was going to be fans there? It was going to feel like, you know, the real tournament? I don't blame any of these guys. I don't. For looking at this and say, it's not how it usually is. This is fake. I'm not playing. And because if I was in Durant's shoes and coming off an injury like that, and if I felt any kind of, if I was 85%, I'd say the hell with it. I'm not doing this.
Mike, the Olympics, and I understand what you're saying, but the Olympics are irrelevant. For the NBA player, the Olympics might as well be a pickup. No, I take it back, because the pickup game is more intense than the Olympics for these guys. That thing's a joke. Like, it might as well be preseason basketball. But the idea that he's healthy and they could take a shot at it and win a title, that's real. I just think that they wrote it off from the beginning. And they said, we're not going to change our minds on anything. We're going to write off the year, and we're willing to get 3 years out of you for the price of four.
You keep saying
I'm not telling you that's right.
Why do you keep saying they? This is Durant's call.
I think the Nets are involved in it.
Do you think or do you know? Is that an Apple Watch thing? Are you like hiding a knowledge and an opinion there again on me?
No, I just think that's how that league works. And maybe it starts with Durant, so I'll grant you that. But the team probably says, no, listen, whatever you want to do, we're good with it. Because we all know that in that league, the star player gets his ass kissed. And in many cases, rightfully so. I was willing to do it for Kyrie right here in Boston. But nonetheless, I do think that the Nets signed off on it. I don't think there's any question they signed off on it.
I think they're powerless. I think Durant calls a shot. And if he wanted to fight his way back onto the court, the team couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't do anything about it. He'd fight his way back onto the court. And I think Jordan would have done it. I think if LeBron were in the same spot, he might even do it. I think Kobe, I think a lot of these other guys would do it. There's a free chance at a championship. Like out of nowhere, you're gifted this chance you weren't going to have. And you're not going to take it? But you still want to go to Orlando. Why? You still want to separate yourself from your family for a couple months? For what? To lend moral support to a team that has no chance? So then why are you really down there? So what are you doing? And the Broussard said there that he didn't want to. He did it now to end the distraction. What are you talking about? How can you distract a team that has no chance? Like, there's no distracting the Brooklyn Nets. What? Oh my God, the distractions. Why they lost in the first round in four games to Toronto or Milwaukee, whoever they end up playing. There's no distracting that team. So what are you talking about, Jonathan in Boston? What do you think?
Hey. So what I think it is it's more so to do with, I don't know if you remember, Kyrie said that they're missing a piece or two. And so I think that they feel like the team's not ready as a whole. Like they need one more superstar. And then this trip is more of a recruiting trip for them. That's why they want to go. They want to recruit more guys.
Okay, very good, Jonathan. Thank you. It's a glorified All-Star weekend.
It is.
You know, so whatever, you know, because again, that is the only All-Star game in sports where the guys actually want to go. And they go. And they go, and they're pissed when they're not chosen. And if they're hurt, they go. And they, I mean, it is. So what the, every other sport, these guys can't run far enough away from it. Brady hasn't been to a Pro Bowl in 20 years. Baseball, the private jets are warmed in the second inning, and they get the hell out of there. Hockey players take fines, incur fines purposely. Miss games. Atuka, I think, has been fine the last 2 years, right? Because he didn't go. Like these other sports, these guys can't run far enough away from it. And in the NBA, they can't wait to get there. So what the hell is going on at that weekend? What the hell?
You got it right the first time. It's weed, golf, orgies.
It's a freaking, it must be a Roman orgy. So I get that for this Orlando thing might be that on steroids.
I think we should go.
I mean, it might be a month and a half of that. And again, I do just tie it into the no drug testing thing. I want to pick that up on the other side. First, here's Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, it's Pelgrim Mass. We're starting with some NBA stuff. I don't know. I just got stuck on the Durant thing a little bit. It says something about him. He doesn't want to fight his way back. I don't know. I'm down on him. Let's bring in a guest. B-Rob. He covers the Celtics for
Boston Sports Journal.
Yeah, the Boston Sports Journal. Why did I stop on that? B-Rob.
Because we're trying to erase Bedard from our memory.
No. It was a Bedard thing.
I'm joking.
Why am I thinking B-Rob in the closet? B-Rob, our former engineer, you could catch him in the closet when we did remotes at the Garden. B-Rob joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealer Expert Hotline. Let me cue him up there. Brian, how you doing, man?
What's up, boys?
Am I wrong to be down on Durant for not wanting to fight his way back and play down in Orlando?
No, that's fair. I mean, to be honest, to me, all this says is that Durant doesn't think this team is going anywhere, and he doesn't care enough about the guys on this team to play with them because he knows a bunch of the roster is going to get traded this offseason for a third star. So when you look at that, the fact that Brooklyn fired their coach, you know, just a couple weeks before everything shut down anyway, like this season was a lost cause for them, and you know, if I was him, I'd want to kind of get my feet wet, you know, kind of try things out, maybe not play big minutes on there, but make himself more ready for next season. But he's not doing it, obviously.
Brian, that makes me even more agitated. So it's like, wait, it's not a health thing. It's a you don't believe in your teammates thing? What is it? Like, what do you so what? You need Golden State? You need 14 guys surrounding you to lower yourself to come play with these guys? I'm sorry, between Durant and Kyrie and Jordan or, you know, whoever, like, don't you think they have enough to compete in the East?
I mean, they should if Kyrie's playing, but again, he had season-ending shoulder surgery too, so maybe he feels like he's not ready yet either, or they just both, you know, we both know that they've, you know, they're quirky guys, and Durant came back too soon last year in the finals, obviously, and that's what led to the injury at first, so maybe he's a little bit hampered by that or just worried about that for that sake. But with Durant and Kyrie, I just think that they don't believe in these guys. They haven't meshed with this roster well, clearly. Kyrie at least hasn't in the time he's played, so they're kind of not giving up on this year, but they're playing it safe. And I mean, I agree with you, Mike. It's not a great look, given, you know, if they're ready to go, they should at least give it a shot.
Those two.
Seriously, have there ever been two guys more perfect for each other, the more you think about it? Like, really, the two of them, you know, Kyrie won it on the tails of LeBron, and now he's in Brooklyn with Durant, who had to go, you know, to Golden State to go get his championships. Now they don't want to play this year because why waste the effort? Like, this is, B-Rob, don't you think this is a big reason why all of America will probably be rooting against Brooklyn when they come back in tandem next year?
And all the pressure is going to be on the Mavs. There's no question about it, especially if they kind of tear apart this roster for a third star, whether that's going to be Bradley Beal or another name that's going to surface in the coming months here. But, yeah, there's no question they've kind of set it up for themselves here with how this year has gone. It couldn't have gone any worse from Kyrie. The Brooklyn's record without him on the floor is better this year than with him. And then we all know, you know, the storyline with the Celtics here, well, you know, last year when he was, you know, in games that he missed and Rozier took over from there. So there's no question. It's lining up for them, and they, you know, it's going to be tough for them to deliver the goods because Achilles injuries in the NBA have a long track record of, you know, really affecting guys terribly, whether it's, you know, Dominique Wilkins or Elton Brand. Guys were never the same. So, you know, Durant's better than all those guys were in the first place, but he's going to have a lot on his plate here.
Brian Robb from the Boston Sports Journal joining us here on a Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. All right, so what are you looking at here with the Celtics? What do you think their mindset is? What do you think their give-a-crap meter is, Brian? Because I mean, I don't know. This is just, I could be wrong, but I get the sense there are guys going down there just for a vacation, just for a party, just to get out of the house, just to go play some golf, just to screw around. And I think the teams that are engaged are going to have a massive advantage. Where are the Celtics on that list?
I mean, I think the Celtics are as high on the list as any team that's going to give a crap about this, because this lines up pretty perfectly for them in terms of where they were in the season. Now, you know, you don't have to go on the road to Milwaukee or Toronto, two places that have been notoriously tough for you to win now. Now it's an even playing field because you're likely going to be a 3-seed anyway. But the biggest thing is Kemba Walker, like that knee. He wasn't the same guy in the second half of the season, but now he has essentially a full offseason to rest it now and should be back to where he was in the first couple months of the year. So if you can get that guy with the guy that Tatum turned into over the last couple months of the year, that's a team that can give Milwaukee a run for their money. So injury-wise, if they get healthy there, I think during this period, there's not a lot of guys on this team you worry about, you know, not being in shape or not, like, you know, keeping themselves honest during this time period in terms of the elite guys on this roster. So there's no question there's going to be other teams in this league that are just going through the motions down there to, you know, get the paycheck and, you know, get in and get out. But I don't think the Celtics are going to be one of them. I think they believe that they're, you know, as, you know, they're a clear number two to Milwaukee in the East, but they're probably a top contender next to them.
So B-Rob, do you believe that Walker is healthy again?
I don't think anyone knows right now because it's a situation where, you know, Celtics trainers haven't really been able to work with him. He's been down back in North Carolina during this period. So,
okay. I was just going to ask you about his health, and I was going to ask you about Hayward next. So really the question is, what are you hearing about the health of both of those guys?
Yeah, with Hayward, he's been back at the practice. So we saw, obviously, the video of him. He stayed locally the whole time, and I think his health has been, from what I hear, he's ready to go. Again, he was kind of, he had the foot issue and obviously the bad luck with the hand earlier in the year, but he was playing the most minutes of his career in February before things shut down. So they're clearly leaning on him a lot. And now, again, with a, a full offseason of rest here, essentially. And for a top-heavy team like the Celtics that lean on their top six guys so much, if these guys come back in shape here and are able to ramp up, that's a huge boost for them because this is essentially a sprint here to the playoffs where not only do they not have to worry about not having home court, but you can essentially play these guys, you know, 40 minutes a night plus in the playoffs here and, you know, not have to worry about it, you know, being worn down from 80-game grind now. So I think that benefits guys like Hayward, guys like Kemba that can kind of reboost the batteries. Kemba's the big question, though, because, again, that's a knee. His knee situation is something that's gone back for years. Going back to Charlotte, he's had issues with it. He's had surgery on it multiple times. Clearly, the Celtics hope that's not the case here in year one of a max deal. But if he doesn't come back looking right, then that's when you worry a little bit about the long-term for the Celtics.
B-Rub, has the team or the league given you or anyone else that covers them any guidance as to whether or not you can get into the Auerbach Center, or do you have to, like, hide in a bush in Brighton?
B-Rub
in the bush.
In there.
Well, if you get to Orlando, you can smoke weed with impunity, just by the way, Brian. There's no drug testing there, so it's going to be a massive just smoke out down there. Just
and you can go to an orgy.
Just so you know, if you can get your butt down there. Who should the Celtics be rooting for in terms of a matchup?
I think you definitely want Indy in the first round. You don't want to face Philly. Again, they could. Who knows what they're going to be. I don't think they're going to get fixed here, but they will be healthier with Embiid and Ben Smith back. So you just don't want to see them in the first round. And I do think there is an outside shot here, guys. Like they're three games behind Toronto for the two seed, and you're not going to go all out chasing for it. But they do, if they beat Toronto, they have one game against them in the head-to-head. And the Celtics, you know, their eight seeding games, it's lined up pretty well with some weak opponents in there like Washington, Portland, and Memphis. So if they put together a 6-2 stretch and Toronto struggles a little bit, you could conceivably catch them and only have to face a Brooklyn team without KD and Kyrie in the first round or Orlando. But I think either way, you want Indiana in the first round. You're going to see Toronto in the second round either way, and then you roll that against them and Milwaukee.
Quickly, Brian, before we let you go, how do you feel about the whole format?
I actually like it a lot. I think it's the best-case scenario that they could do with the money being a huge factor in play here where you want to play regular season games. Again, 22, the Wizards, it's kind of a joke that they're in here, like teams like that, but from a financial standpoint, they do have a realistic shot to get at least make themselves reasonable to get close enough to Orlando to force a play-in game. And the Western Conference will be fun with New Orleans, with Portland, teams that are back at full strength now, having a chance to sneak in there. And, you know, everyone gets a chance to see Zion a little bit more. And I think that's, from a rating standpoint, that's what the NBA wanted, and that's what they got with this format.
Okay, B-Rob, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later.
See you, B-Rob.
B-Rob, Boston Sports Journal. Give him a read. Give that site a subscription. You want to talk some hoops? Here's your chance. 617-779-0985. Right back to it after this.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on
on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At some point this week, the NBA is expected to reveal protocols for all players from the 22 teams competing in Orlando for the NBA championship. That plan, of course, will include COVID-19 testing, and there's a lot to put together. They are ready to come back and play on the floor, and our Brian Windhorst is ready to cover it all, and he's been on top of all of this for us really from the very beginning. So, Windy, what is the latest here? I'll ask you the same question. What are the most important things that the basketball fans need to know?
Well, I think if you're an NBA player, one of the things that you have found out in the last day or so is that there is not going to be recreational drug testing in the bubble. And to be honest with you, I get it. They haven't been doing drug testing at all during the pandemic. They are going to do testing for PEDs. But, Greeny, the way this is looking, you are not going to be able to invite your significant other into this bubble for somewhere between 6 and 7 weeks from when you get to Orlando till if you make it past the first round of the playoffs. And you're going to have to be tested every single day for the coronavirus and whatever version of tests that they decide to settle on. Now, could this potentially be a pathway for the legalization of marijuana in the NBA? That I can't say. There's a thousand other things that have to be negotiated. But, you know, the NBA is trying to come to terms with the players and try to throw them a bone here. And one of the things they're going to say is, look, we're going to look the other way. In a state in Florida where marijuana is not legal, but it is decriminalized and certainly will be decriminalized inside the bubble.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting note there. It's not where I was expecting this to go at all. But candidly, it's the most fun thing we've talked about so far today.
Yeah, Greenberg got excited. I'm going to throw him a bone. Get it?
Waka waka.
Seriously, that was something the players wanted. So, but they're going to PED test, which is interesting. Reading from I guess it was Sham Sharani who had it first. The NBA and the Players Union have agreed to test for performance enhancing drugs at Disney, but not recreational ones. This should ease concerns that many raised over how players would combat the rust generated over several months without basketball. Had the two sides been unable to come to this sort of agreement, players would have been able to take PEDs with impunity. Given the unprecedented situation that the pandemic posed, it would have been naive to assume that many players wouldn't have at least considered it. The NBA's interest in enforcing policies against recreational drug use at the moment appears somewhat limited. On Monday, the NBA reinstated Charlotte Hornets guard Malik Monk from his indefinite suspension over violations of the league's drug policy, according to the Charlotte Observer. The NBA already has an enormously difficult task ahead of it in maintaining the integrity of its Disney World bubble while also testing for performance-enhancing drugs. Adding recreational drugs on top of that and their testing would have strained the league's resources further. And this is true. Like, it's a test fest, right? Every day, everyone has got to get some sort of test. Then you put the PED tests on top of it, and then it would be like, okay, now we also want you to pee in this because we want to see if you've been smoking weed. And I'm sure the players, and with them, by the way, would be like, really? Like, tip the ball off and play. But without, you know, without even just the specter of it, I mean, just what does it open up down there? And I just can't help but going back to him. I heard that Durant and Kyrie wanted to go 6-7 weeks in the bubble with for a team that has no chance and they're not playing. So what the hell are they doing there?
Oh, it's part to party. And like Jimmy said, I think it's kind of a recruiting mission like it is for, you know, All-Star weekend for a lot of these guys. Go down there, you know, pitch the fact you're going to have a max spot. Durant's going to be healthy. I'm going to be healthy if I'm Kyrie Irving. Why don't join us in Brooklyn? That's what that's about. It's twofold. It's partying and recruiting.
Right. So you combine, you take him out on the golf course. You get him really high. And then you, while he's all baked, you convince him to come to the Nets. That's it.
Him being Anthony Davis, who is the next big free agent on the list.
So I was
it's
ask
a good
you,
plan.
I was going to ask you, who would they be recruiting?
Anthony Davis, without question. They're all friends. They being Kyrie, Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Anthony Davis added to Brooklyn.
I mean, look, it'd be a big upgrade over Jordan. But, you know, as you were talking, that the PED testing, maybe that's why Durant's not going. Like, and I say it as, I don't know, you get a guy recovering from an Achilles injury. Who knows what the heck he's been putting in his body to get better? Maybe that's the reason.
So, again, I'm down on him. And when B-Rob says, and I think he may be right, that Durant and Kyrie see it as a lost season, not because of their injuries, but because of their teammates and the coach. And it's like this, you know, and I don't think every player has it, but the culture certainly has taken hold there in the league that you have to build these super teams. And I think Durant has it bad. It's like, unless I'm surrounded by, you know, this kind of talent, we don't have a chance. So I'm not even going to try. It's like, I mean, is that what it's been reduced to? What happened to putting a team on your back and carrying them through the playoffs and, you know, still giving it a go when you've got a reasonable shot, maybe not the best shot, or maybe not surrounded by everyone you want to be surrounded by, but you're one of the best players on the planet. Kyrie's one of the best players on the planet. It's wide open. There's no home court. There's no travel. You have a shot, but you look at it and go, nah, I don't believe in these guys, so I'm just going to shut it down. But I still do want to come to play golf and smoke pot.
Yeah, may as well party because it feels like the world is ending. And so maybe that's part of the mentality. The fans aren't there. This doesn't feel real. The world is burning every single day. Eh, the hell with it. So let's party for a few weeks and you guys have fun playing.
What's also forgotten here is Kyrie got a coach fired. The coach who led the team with the best chemistry in the league last season got fired while Kyrie Irving was a player. And Kevin Durant was there too.
Yeah, that's Kenny
interesting.
Kenny Atkinson. That was like right before the shutdown, right?
But it's these two guys.
March 7th, yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not telling you they're the only one that feel this way, but I think they embody the worst of it. Certainly,
well,
Kyrie.
Well, I was just going to say the whole league is like that now. The whole league. There isn't anybody exists in that league anymore that says, well, let me put the team on my back and carry to a championship the way that Jordan would have tried. Or, and again, I don't mean to romanticize about the bygone eras, but the fact is now, just look at the only one in the league that you could say that has had that and succeeded really is Kawhi Leonard. You know, to me, he went to Toronto, he put that team on his back, and he won a championship. Absolutely no two ways about it. Maybe Giannis will do it in Milwaukee, but the rest of them, LeBron, Durant, Kyrie, they just jumped from lily pad to lily pad looking for the best situation.
They want it handed to them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just know if I was one of the other players in the league and I heard that Kyrie was looking to go down there and you could smoke weed with impunity and he's not going to play and he has all that time in his hands, I would petition to have the NBA say, no, you can't bring him because I can't imagine what a pain in the ass pill he would be, all high and how the world is right now. I'm telling you, man, 5G, that's how the coronavirus is being spread and Jeff Bezos is behind it. It'll be all kind of nonsense. Like, get the hell away from me. I'm trying to focus on winning a championship here in these crazy times.
But it is the league, Maz, but Kyrie may be the worst and Durant.
Absolutely.
I mean, Kyrie's last year here, they weren't through the first West Coast trip. When he's saying we could use a 15-year veteran here, and he was looking around at his teammates, and they had a good team. I mean, he quit on them inside of 2 weeks. So it's like, what do you guys need? What do you want for you to lower yourselves and deign to show up and play basketball? What do you need around you to agree to play basketball? And
trade all the young guys that he talked down to during the course of this season.
Yeah. God.
Sound familiar?
Not for nothing, too. How insulting is that to the Celtics and Celtics fans? A guy who couldn't be bothered to be on the sideline during that playoff run when you nearly got to the finals because he had to have a nose job, now wants to go to Florida, can't play, doesn't want to play, but wants to get high with the other guys and go play golf.
They are. They're perfect for each other. Kyrie and Durant are. They're perfect for each other. And I still think there's a chance that that thing blows up and that they're not anywhere near as good because there isn't anybody there that's a real leader.
Okay, so I just want
to... No. Maz, Kyrie Irving is the leader. You know how I know this? Is because Kevin Durant follows direction from Kyrie. No. Don't play in the fight. Oh, you got hurt. Oh, no. We don't want to go to the Knicks now. We want to go to the Brooklyn Nets. That's what type of player Kevin Durant is. He'll just follow Kyrie Irving wherever he needs to go.
So that's what Jimmy believes, that Kyrie's calling the shots for Durant.
He is.
And called the shots last year, calling the shots right now. So anyway, just wanted to get that off my
snake
chest. Just wanted to get that off my chest, as I said, for the third time. Well, I want to get to some Patriots stuff that you guys started yesterday, and I wanted to weigh in on because I think there's a big story there buried in some of the things that you talked about. I do want to get to that right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.